Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Tony calling from New York Opinion Research. Okay, today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions are needed. Okay, this survey is quick and confidential. Okay, just for qualification purposes, what is your zip code, ma'am?
11215.
Okay, 11215. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people are not registered?
No, I am.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes for the survey, what is the year of your birth?
81.
Okay, 1981.
Actually, my voting district code is 11223.
Okay, now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Okay, now, what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I am a lawyer.
So a professional degree, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 election? Would that be almost certain, probably 50-50, or probably not, or maybe definitely not?
Almost certain.
Okay. All right, ma'am, how motivated are you to vote in this November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
10.
Okay. Right, and how much power do you feel that your vote has, you know, to create change in your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
But you can choose any number.
Yeah, I would say 10.
10, all right. All right, ma'am, please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Would you say strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree?
Yes.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right, ma'am, regardless of how enthusiastic are you about voting, how much do you, you know, do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Okay, here's the first one. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Would that matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
A lot.
Okay, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the state?
It matters.
Matters a lot, somewhat? Or
matters a lot.
Okay, what about protecting gender equality?
Matters a lot.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF?
Matters a lot.
Okay, all right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote, probably will vote. It is convenient. If it's convenient, I will vote, or I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
I can't think of anything that would stop me from voting.
Okay, nothing will stop you. Okay, elections for Congress, House of Representatives, or the state?
That's the same day, right?
Yeah, the same. Nothing will stop me. The first one, I want to vote and probably will. The second, If it's convenient, I will vote, or I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
I probably will.
Okay, protecting gender equality.
Will I vote on election day about that issue?
Yes, ma'am. How important it is following, you know, or issues. Well, nothing will stop you, or you probably will, or if it's convenient, or you doubt we'll vote, or no chance you will vote for that.
I will.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and the last one says protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Yeah, nothing will stop me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, or someone else? Or would you not vote, or are you undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, ma'am, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate?
Yeah, I have to go right now. I can't finish the survey. I have to go. Thank you, though.
Oh, you have no problem, ma'am. Maybe we could call you some other time.